Listener production.
Hey there, it's Lee Jollo. Plans to build a new $700 million AFL stadium in Hobart have hit another snag, with the goods shed granted permanent heritage status just yesterday. This latest twist complicates progress on the project, as the shed sits where the stadium would be built. Relocation isn't guaranteed either, as it would need approval from the Heritage Council. 200 more affordable rentals will be made available across Tasmania. The private rental incentive scheme compensates owners to allow them to list rentals a lot more affordably. Housing Minister Felix Ellis hopes it'll ease pressure on the lengthy social housing wait list.
It's going to be a huge opportunity for families right around Tasmania to get into an affordable rental, because we know how much of a difference that can make in terms of families' cost of living.
The Jackie Lambie Network won't be speaking with media until further notice. It's after a wave of criticism over the one-sided deal they did to hand the Liberals government. The party say the MPs are busy getting their new offices up and running. An anti-native logging group has failed to pause operations at Derby. The Supreme Court has refused Blue Derby Wild's injunction application after logging practices were deemed lawful. The group is seeking to appeal the decision in the High Court. And the world's oldest wombat is about to celebrate his 35th birthday. Wayne grew up in Tasmania, but spent most of his life in Japan. To sport now, and the Bulldogs will be without key forward Jamara Ugle-Hagan due to personal reasons for tonight's Round 6 opener against St Kilda. Saints great Lee Montagna telling us his old side can still take the points without injured spearhead Max King.
I'm going to lean towards St Kilda, just have a bit more faith in Ross Lyon. They showed in the last quarter against the Giants they kicked 7 goals without Max King in that forward line, so maybe they can find a way to win.
Midfielder Zach Jones has earned a recall to the Saints side, while Rory Lobb and James Harms are back for the Dogs. And US import Marcus Lee has been released by the Tassie Jack Jumpers. He played 34 games but had little impact in the finals due to injury and suspension.